Bastard Radio. Angry Bastard Radio. We're back. Now Worse Than Jigga and Mem Fleet.
Back again. And back again.
Angry is radio station in America. Let's go, baby.
As a youth, I used to roll the weed up. Old head said I thought more like a soldier than a leader. In order to succeed, I had to slow my speed up. Didn't listen to stuff. Took another puff and achieve it. He said, believe us or not, trust is something you earn. With every mistake you make, back to us you return. He probably would go Hollywood. I thought he was joking. My first taste of fame, I hit the first thing smoking. All engulfed in the honey, the pussy was tight. If she threw the pussy right, I got mushy. Right? Damn, baby, I love you. Take all my cash. You ain't got the lie, you already getting the ass. She loved that I was a thug. It turned her on. As soon as I got soft, it turned her off. I got relaxed, put my feet up, start dissing my friends. And that's when the ceiling fell in. I went from Marcy to Hollywood and back again. Back again. I went from Marcy to Hollywood and back again. And back again. I came through with the shines like the streets was blind. Didn't master my algebra. No caliber. Sick me? I was thinking how and for what. But reality bites like a thousand mutts. Nothing worse than the person that's foul with guts. Stick you quicker.
This brand new nigga, yup, this is the foulness. This ain't Hollywood, it's the Wild West.
What?
Whoever guns is the loudest, that's who's the best. Now take 10 steps and draw. Who don't can take 10 steps and remain raw? Who has no regard for the law? Me, that's who. Now let me ask you, did you not know if we all don't eat someday that we all would be? Did you know about the crabs in the barrel theory? Hear me creep, it's the motherfucking war in these streets. I'm from the ghetto to the ghetto and I'm back again. I'm back again.
What?
I'm from the ghetto to the ghetto and I'm back again.
What?
I'm back again.
From Marcy to Hollywood and back again. And back again. From Marcy to Hollywood and back again. And back again.
As a youth, I used to fold up. Old head said I thought more like a leader than a soldier. Back in the days, never know he thought shit was cool. Good cap personified, even went to school. Learned wild shit, made me feel kind of live. All for nothing with this bullshit. 9 to 5, I stayed broke. Made me easier to provoke. Ready to yoke, the first motherfucker to joke. Same dude with the hard bottom. Went from laid back to loped out. From talking over the tar, shot him. Ready to perish all the shit you cherish. Leave you the wettest. I got a you die first fetish. I can recall helping old chicks across the street. Now I help myself lifting cats off their feet. Can't give a fuck, nigga. I just lost my mom. Well, I need to feel something stealing both my arms.
I went from Marcy to Hollywood and back again. Back again. I went from Marcy to Hollywood and back again. Back again.
I'm from the ghetto to the ghetto and I'm back again. I'm back again. I'm from the ghetto to the ghetto and I'm back again. I'm back again.
I went from Marcy to Hollywood and back again. Back again. From Marcy to Hollywood and back again. Back again.
Yeah. Since y'all niggas don't like to think, I'ma make it real easy for y'all. You got 3 different types of nigga. First cat, as a youth was real wild. For whatever reason, be it the money or whatever, cooled out. You got 1 cat, ghetto, grimy, always remain ghetto, you know that type. Then, you got 1 cat, very smart young man. Everybody wanted him to be a lawyer, doctor, whatever. Pressure drove him crazy. He wowed out. Yeah. Marcy to Hollywood and back again. Back again.
Yatch. Back again. Back again. Yatch. What's good? What's good, people? Welcome to the show, Angry Bastard Radio. I'm your boy GQ. Listen to 4 of NYC's funniest, angry, mad, roseful, smooth, angry bastards 5 days a week, where we will be filling you in with all the latest gossip, drama, sex secrets, new music, prank calls, mama jokes, as well as you, letting you folks have the chance and the honor to come on the show and to air someone out. Or put them on blast on our very famous roast. If you like Storm Buck Wild Show, Obie and Anthony Show, as well as Howard Stern Show, then you will be in love with this one. True story. Today's, what we do, for those of you that are new here, we don't really, how can I put it, we don't have a certain format. Right? Our main format is our father show. And our father show is the technical difficulty show. That's myspace.com/technical_difficulty_show. That's the MySpace page for that. And for Angry Bastard Radio, which is this one right here, we have a MySpace as well. myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And like I said, technical difficulty is the father station. And, you know, the father station spit out, nutted in. It's the father station nutted in the mother station, which is no longer here because father left the mother. So therefore, the mother had twins, but they were fraternal twins, twins. But they, you know, they didn't look alike. So in other words, the fraternal twins, was one of them was this show, Angry Bastard Radio. And the other one is the Light Up Session with my boy. And y'all know who it is. Ladies, y'all know. Fresh to Death. So those are the two shows that's popping off right now. If you want to go check out Fresh to Death show, he has a show called the Light Up Session. Pretty much speaks for itself. And that is myspace.com/lightupsession. LightUpSession. Go check that out. My brother's doing his thing. We doing our thing. Technical difficulties doing his thing. Now, normally we don't do anything on Saturday and Sunday, but I've been missing some shows because, you know, shit's been going on, but right now we're on schedule, so from now on, we'll be doing our thing. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday is from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. On Wednesdays, only on Wednesdays, it's from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. So Monday, Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Thursday, Friday, is from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Hold on, that's one of the hosts right now. Hold on, people. All right, we're back, people. The other hosts are about to call up right now. That's 64 and SD. And then LE should be in later on. Maybe I can get Fresh to Death in here and Billy the Kid. Get a nice little roast going on. But what we do on this show is pretty much we have an hour every day. If it's real good and spicy and juicy, we'll have 2 hours. But for the most part, we have an hour. Now, technical difficulty, we're going to do that from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And to get to that, like I said, you got the MySpace page. Also, for Blog Talk Radio purposes, it's blogtalkradio.com/ THE_TD_show. And that's how you get over there to, you know, the Blog Talk side of TD. Or you can go on the MySpace page, which is myspace.com/technical_difficulty_show. And, you know, go to MySpace page, look for the button on the page, click that, boom, you're there. Remember, 5 to 6 p.m. And then, you know, the rest, 7 to 8, 8:30, 9:30, and so forth. What we doing here, we don't really have a format. We just talk about whatever comes to mind, you know. And when Tiny with Diplo is more of a format, you know, so you'd have to add us on MySpace or, you know, just look for us, you know, for us promoting on the pages, on our brother pages, and on the actual main TD show page. And, you know, do or the word of the mouth type thing. But, so that's pretty much it. Now, today, since we don't normally do it on Saturdays and Sundays, we put up a little thing called tonight's episode is pretty much revolved on Ignorant Sunday. It's Angry Bastard Radio, Ignorant Sunday, the station that lets you speak your mind. And what consists of Ignorant Sunday is all the ignorant shit that you do that you would not do in the privacy of your own home. All the ignorant shit that you do in the streets that you just have to look back and be like, why the fuck did I do that? Just for no reason. Ignorance Sunday. A lot of ignorance going on. So I said, well, I'm giving it Ignorance Sunday. Now I'm going to play a track. And by the time we come back, we should have a full staff ready to go in. So keep it locked. Maybe Radio. Angry Bastard Radio. We always have new music. And whether it's new or not, it's always hot. Kind of like your mother's clitoris. After I set it on fire with gasoline and a torch. let's see, what can I play for you guys? I'm going to play something that I normally don't play. Let's see. What can I play for these people out here? Let's see. Hold on, people. Just be patient. Be patient. Fuck it, let's put this on here. This is Lil Wayne, Young Jeezy, Kanye West, and 50 Cent. Paper Planes, the remix. Keep it locked on AP Radio, the station that lets you speak your motherfucking mind. The number to call, 914-338-1782. That's once again, 914-338-1782. And if you want to chat because you ain't got a long distance, you broke bastards, then I'm about to put the chat room on. So let's go. I'm about to push the wrong button and shit. It's fucking up.
I get what they looking for. Keep what they looking for. Yeah. All they got to do is tell me what they looking for. Yeah. Don't man.
All right.
Don't man.
DJ, what out?
I leave a nigga cocky. I run it myself like a quarterback. I pitch a 10 G's, tell a bitch to go shopping. She buys herself some clothes and she bought me back a chopper. These niggas tryna kick it, but no, I don't play sucker. I'm all about my kick, I'm tryna marry Betty Crocker. A package on the way, you know my whip game proper. And all for one TFC, $70,000. Now I was shooting guys while I'm smoking on the joint. I bet with your guy that he hit 5 straight points. He over here hustle, yeah. He over here grind. He rap about money and a nigga might find you. Rap about me and a nigga might find you. Banana in your ass with your head right behind you. Dope gang bitch, let his mama worry about him. You can holler at me a beat. White lines, sweet lines, and half hoes in the hood sniffing on white lines. You don't want me to be your kid's role model. I teach him how to bump them 380s and load them hollow. Half shorty, fresh off the stoop, ready to shoot. Big blunt in his mouth, deuce in his boot. Sitting in the crib, sipping Guinness, watching minutes, and oh lord. Have a young nigga bumping shit like he old dog. My team, they depend on me when it's crunch time. I eat a nigga food and raw day like it's lunchtime. You feeling brave, nigga? Go ahead, be gully. See if I'm over your brains leaking up out your scully. I done made myself hot, so ain't shit you can tell me. Now niggas calling me the feature, man. Fuck your money. I ain't hurting, I'm aight. Nigga, I'm doing good. I ain't got the right rhymes, I got bricks in the hood.
I'm
was in the KGB. So, next funny business. Are you already off?
Your motherfucking hands.
Get 'em high.
All the girls pass the weed to your motherfucking man.
Get 'em high.
Now I ain't never
DJ
tell
Watt
you to
out.
Put
Watt
down
out.
Your hands.
Keep 'em high.
And if you're losing your high, then smoke the game.
Keep 'em high.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back at Angry Bastard Radio. I'm your boy GQ. We're holding it down. I'm in the process of, my computer's real fucked. I'm in the process of trying to fucking, I'm in the process of trying to, hold on. Yeah, I'm in the process of trying to. I can't. My Mozilla Fox ain't working, so I don't know. I think I need another. I'm gonna beat the black off my cat. I really am. Cat's outside fighting with somebody. I'm gonna beat the black off my cat. But here we go. My Mozilla Fox ain't working and shit, so I don't know what the fuck's going on, but whatever. Like I said, it's Sunday, so I guess there's room for us to fuck up. But I gotta ask my cousin real quick before he starts cracking on me, because you know he's a fucking crack buddy. Crack boy. Yo, who won the Eagles game?
Who won the
Eagles?
Fuck the Eagles, nigga. Who cares about the Eagles?
Who won it, though?
Oh, I don't know, nigga.
Cowboys is playing right now. The last I looked at it was 3-3. 6-4 in the building.
6-4 in the building on y'all bitch ass niggas, man.
Oh, Goldilocks face ass niggas.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that don't know, Six Pistols calling out of New York. And we got the whole East Coast popping. We got New York, we got Jersey in the building, and we got motherfucking.
I got an update. I'm not calling from New York anymore. Now I'm calling from inside your mother's vagina. Yes. I'm in between labia majora and her labia minor or some shit like that. I don't remember. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I'm there. And I'm trying to find.
Oh, you know what? I think actually the Eagles won.
Did they win?
I just looked on my MySpace page, our MySpace page, the show page, and this chick is saying, yeah, Eagles, Philly all day, every day, LOL, mm-hmm. At the losers. So I guess that's, but her mood is ninja. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know, but that's what Von Sill Holman says to me. I want you all day, every day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that dirty whore of your mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. All right, true. You know what? This brother's real not smart at all. He blows names up, and then he goes, your mother. Okay, that's real smart. Real fucking smart.
Yeah, well, why don't you shut the fuck up?
Hey, Tattoo. Calm down, Tattoo. Short man.
Hold on. Who's this little nigga in the room, man?
Oh, you mean Tattoo?
Yeah, this little nigga. Who you calling Tattoo? Come on, son, we a fucking owl. Oh, he's talking to you. Who you calling Tattoo?
Well, who's your host,
Owl? I guess he was
nigga talking to you, nigga.
Nah, he said he's talking to me, nigga.
Yeah, you just call the nigga Tattoo.
Who you calling? Yo, who you calling Tattoo, though? Who's that supposed to be, me?
Yeah.
Big head nigga?
You sound like he's from down south.
He said
you sound like you from down south.
Who?
You.
Yeah, that's where I met your mother, down south. So, I mean.
Well, hold on. How many men are there on?
Huh?
Are there four men on here all together?
Nah. There's just three.
Yeah, who that little...
Who that little nigga?
It's your mother.
Yeah. Can't be my mom. My mom.
Your mother look like Marcus Camby.
Ooh, who's? Oh, what? Your mom look like Donna.
I'm like, what?
Oh.
Why?
What did you say?
Yeah, that's exactly what she says when my dick is in the air. What do you say?
So I can't even hear this nut ass nigga with his fucking fake ass cell phone and shit going in and out all crazy.
Come on, son. You sound mad dry. Like, get your mojo back, son. You sound like the life is out of you right now. And we can have to roast you on the fucking spit like a fucking chicken. Like the fucking Ecuadorians do, nigga.
Nigga, stop stuttering.
No. The only reason I'm stuttering is because your mother's bringing me the climax. With her mouth.
She was whack.
Was it? No, your mom's pussy was whack, but I dealt with that anyway, so you're going to have to deal with it.
But your mom's love my dick, that's why, you know what I'm saying, I'm your dad and shit, so it's all good.
Is it all good, really? You're my dad? So when's your birthday?
Yeah. What's that?
If you're my dad, then when's your birthday?
Yeah. Why you give me a Father's Day card, too?
I mean,
that shit,
when's your birthday? What are you,
my birthday's tomorrow. My birthday's tomorrow. And for my birthday, tell your mom to make sure that bitch is on my screw.
Oh,
you know what I mean? She get my money.
Because if you were my dad, your birthday would be today.
My birthday's tomorrow. That means you got three different dads. That means your mom was sucking three different dicks.
All right.
She's the only woman that can get pregnant by swallowing.
Get pregnant by swallowing?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you make that up all by yourself?
She got her fallopian tubes in her neck.
Oh, what? Your mom got my cock on her neck. I don't know when it's going to leave. She got a lump in her throat, and it's the head of my penis. She's very familiar with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She told me things I never thought I'd
do. This. Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah, it is. You sound fat, homie. You all right? Maybe you should do a couple push-ups. Use a couple bowls of Cheerios or something. What do you think?
No, I'm tired from fucking your mom all day, son.
Are you really?
Just
you're tired from fucking my mom all day.
All day, son. All day. This is my 9-to-5. I clock in at 6 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Fuck your mom all day and shit. I just got off of work.
See somebody else. Well, that's funny because you sound like a country motherfucker. And if you were fucking my mom,
I don't sound like no country motherfucker.
You'd be
number one.
Yo,
I ain't from the country.
He'd be in
nigga, where you think? Where you was born?
I was born. I came sliding out of your mom's twat.
You where you was born?
Where was I born? I was born.
Exactly.
In,
you was born in my bedroom.
I was born in Brooklyn.
You was born in my bedroom. My bedroom is not in Brooklyn. My bedroom
was
in Southwest Philadelphia. That's where my bedroom was, and that's where you were born.
Southwest.
Play New York if you want to. You're still Philly born and raised all day.
Actually, from what I understand, that's where the pussy's at, number one. Number two is I was born in Brooklyn, and you were nowhere near Brooklyn. You were fucking hiding.
I never would go to Brooklyn.
You were hiding from Brooklyn niggas at that time. So
yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I was hiding from Brooklyn niggas. Never.
You gotta remember, you were
never would I hide from Brooklyn niggas.
Listen, you were conceived after a night of drinking that I had, and then I came home to your mom, and her legs were just spread open.
You was conceived at an orgy party.
Spread open and spread eagle on the fucking table when I came in the house.
You were conceived in my dog's doghouse.
Your mother was on her back on the table with her legs open. And
you was conceived on a washer and dryer.
And dinner was next to her. And I had to
you was conceived while I was getting my break fixed.
Did I want dinner
Or did I want your mom?
You was conceived when I got my oil changed.
So basically, you know what I did. So you know what I did.
You was conceived when I booked the water main.
In his butt. I basically just ate the food. And then you was
conceived when I was taking a shit.
And then I kicked your mom off the table, and then I went to visit your grandmother.
You was conceived when I was checking my mail. I was fucking your mom all over the world.
Yeah, definitely a waste.
Yeah.
You definitely get smacked around in front of your house like all the time. Yeah, you definitely get hurt and violated and sent to the store for Dutchess. You sound like the type of
you sound like the type that you've got your ass rated before.
Excuse me?
You sound like the type that, you know what I'm saying, you always asking niggas if they get their shit pushed back like you.
Oh, so again, you're going to revert to the homosexual combo? Like,
That's how gay you sound.
You have a gay dog.
What does gay sound like?
You have a gay dog. What does gay sound like?
You have a gay dog. You and 50 Cent. Y'all sound just alike. You gay, just like
50
is.
Well, you know what you sound like? I'm gonna tell you what you sound like.
I sound like I'm fucking your mom right now.
You sound like you're a waste of fucking time, and I'm done with you.
Good.
Get this kid out of here.
Yo. Get a dick. Bounce.
Are you telling me? Why do you even have thoughts?
Yeah, because you keep mentioning the homo shit. Dick and
You're that gay nigga.
Yo, Doug, ain't nothing gay about niggas, son. Just you.
Come on. Yeah.
And the only reason niggas in this shit ride is you're a combo to begin with.
Combo, I make way more money than you. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
You can call me cornball all you want to. Still got more paper than you.
What was that?
You got more
paper than me?
All day.
Is that right? That sounds good.
All day.
Sounds good.
All day. You know what I mean?
Your money don't concern me because what you eat don't make me shit. But since you want to bring me
right.
Up, you know what I'm saying? I can guarantee that I gross more than your whole household. By myself. I'm in New York. Think about what niggas are getting paid in South Jersey or wherever the fuck, Southwest Philly. Think about what niggas are being paid in New York. So, with that being said,
First of all, my dude, I moved out because I make more money than living out there. You dig me?
With that
you
being
dig?
Said,
see, that's
how
I know you're a young boy. Because young boys do dumb shit like, you know what I'm saying? Young boys do dumb shit like, I make money and I still live in the hood. How this is that?
Yes, you're right.
That's how this is that.
You're right.
What are you, 14? How old are you, 14?
Am I 14?
How old are you, 14?
Ask your mom.
You're still in high school, right?
Ask your mom, because if
I'm still in high school, right?
Your mom is going to look really bad. You know
what I'm saying? You're in high school still, right?
She's fucking with me, picking me up from high school.
What year are you going to graduate? What year
are
you graduating high school? Did you even graduate high school, nigga?
As soon as your mom gives me a passing grade, she's my teacher, and I'm fucking her.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I gotta get a good book report, a dick report, better yet.
That's what's up. Broke ass niggas.
Broke ass niggas. Come on, son. You ain't got nothing that niggas want, son.
Come on.
You have nothing that I can't afford in no limit of time.
Right.
Like nothing. Like
you're
if,
right.
if it's about if you're talking about things like, and that's where your level of intelligence is at. Then the conversation
is first of all, my level of intelligence is not even having things.
Hold on, fam. I'm going to need you to do something. Take a deep breath. Give yourself a glass of sugar water or something like that because you just fucking stuttered your ass off. Which leads me to believe that you do not believe what you're saying. So, I'm going to give you an opportunity.
First of all, my dude, you don't even believe what you're saying. You're trying to amp yourself up and make yourself sound better. You have nothing. You're the only young boy, that's how I know you're the young boy. As you were talking, all that matters is that you say dumb shit, and young boys say dumb shit such as, you know what I'm saying, I got paper and I'm living in Brooklyn. What nigga you know still got paper, still trying to live in the hood?
Oh, boy. Who said niggas is in the hood?
Exactly.
Who said niggas is in the hood? You're assuming a lot of shit.
You live in a building right now, right? You live in a building right now, right? You live in a building.
You live in a piss infested building, right?
The champion I'm the winner of the competition and the champion without equal. That's the bottom line. So I tell you
what, you can you have nothing, my dude.
And do all kinds
of
other things. I have your mom's legs up, and at the end of the day,
I don't get anything else
because I win either way. I win. I can't.
No, you don't. You're saying you're a young boy, so it don't even make a difference.
Of course it doesn't. Why would it make a difference?
You know what I mean? It don't make a difference.
Why would it make a difference?
But you're still catching the bus, right?
Am I? Actually, yes, I
catching
do.
Catching the bus, you catch the $5.
Actually, yes, I do. I do catch the bus,
Every single day.
Because I want to.
First thing you need to do, It's not a nigga in this world that got paper like you say you do, and then you catch the bus because you want to. Come on, man. Young boy, step your game up, dude.
Listen to
what I'm saying?
Young boy. You know nothing about me.
Young boy.
You
still
catching
the $5 cab.
You know nothing about me.
You know nothing
about how I move. You know nothing about what I got. So that means that everything you're saying
I know, but like this. I know you don't have a car. I know you don't have a car, and you have no choice but to catch the bus.
Right, I don't have a car.
Which means if you hustling, you're a clown for hustling because you don't have shit to show for it.
Come on. You
know what I'm saying?
You know what?
If you working, you still a clown because you still ain't got shit to show for.
You are a fucking asshole because you know nothing about me. You're a fucking asshole.
Right. I'm a fucking asshole. Look how mad he is. It hurts when a nigga tell you you ain't got shit, right? And then you analyze your life and you really see that you really ain't got shit.
That's like saying you don't got shit.
Come on, that's all you got.
I
got your mom.
I got your mom all day.
But at the end of the day, you can have my mom. You know why? Because when you go to swipe your debit card, nigga, that shit says declined. Come on, man.
Really?
You gotta catch the bus. Nigga, go get transfer to go to school tomorrow, dog. Come on,
man.
You get a push pass.
You don't know nothing about it, nigga, son. Keep running your mouth.
You're right.
More of a pussy and an asshole the more you speak.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? But this nigga right here.
You know what?
This nigga right here got
something up from the store yesterday. I just picked something up from Walmart yesterday.
What was it? Unemployment guy?
Just for niggas like you. You know
right. That's what's up.
But that's what it is,
because
you're a pussy, like I said. And I do
take the bus.
Right, that's what's up.
And I do take the bus every single day. You know what?
I still gross more than you and your mom and your uncle. And your grandmother.
Right, that's what's up.
And your grandmother whose house you all live in.
Let me ask you a question.
Do you rent your house
or do you own it?
You don't got to ask me anything.
Do you rent your apartment or do you own it?
Do I rent it or do I own it?
Do you rent or do you own?
Exactly, you rent.
You probably live with your mom. Come on, man. You don't own shit, nigga.
I do live with my mother.
Oh, man. First of all, let's recap. Let's recap. You live at home with your mom. You barely got a job, and you ain't got no fucking car. But yet you got
barely
money.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Hey, you coming at me, nigga?
Hey, you want to recap again?
Do you want to recap again?
Do you want to recap again?
You have no car. You catch the bus, and you live with your mom.
How bad are you doing? They don't have to.
How bad are you doing? And then you calling some. You got the nerve to call somebody else out there? How bad are you doing? Dog, this is what I'm going to do, yo. I feel bad for you. You know what I'm saying? So I'll go ahead and claim you on my income taxes, and I'll give you a couple dollars. Just so we make, I'll make you feel a little bit better about yourself. You dig? You know what I mean? I feel bad for you right now. So you can run the street with your little, you know what I mean? You from Brooklyn shit, you know what I'm saying?
You
from Brooklyn, that's all. Come on, man. That's that gay shit, dude. Yeah, but you know what? I'm gonna tell you what's even funnier. The fact that I own both my cars. The fact that I have a house that I'm paying for a mortgage. Come on, man. You're a young boy.
But you about to lose your house. You about to lose your house, though, son. Come on, you can't afford it.
How am I gonna lose?
You're about to lose your house, son. And you know what the funny thing is? We'll have this conversation about it here, and you'll be back in your fucking mother's basement, fucking eating weed, fucking. Keith fucking squares.
You're right. Get yourself a cup of tea and go sit down and analyze your mom. How old are you? You've been living with your mom your whole life, nigga.
You got intelligence.
Listen to what you're saying, my dude. Listen to what you're saying. And you know what you're saying. It hurts. I know it hurts. I know. Because you're probably chilling right now on the block with some purple and white Air Ones. I'm sorry. You from Brooklyn, so I got to call them Uptowns and shit. You know what I'm saying? You probably got some purple and white Uptowns on, a purple and white shirt on, with some, you know what I'm saying, some ugly-ass jeans on. And you swear you pimping because you're in front of the girls. I did. You got to make yourself look good. I did. But see, for a nigga like me, it ain't even about all that, you dig? It ain't even about all that.
Because
I got the house to show what I do.
Yeah, he's like a broad, but I'm going to let him go on. Yeah, he's like a broad. Listen to him.
You're right. I'm a bro.
He sounds like an asshole. I'm
right.
Fuck his mom.
You're right. But you know what? This asshole still got more money than you.
Yeah, what's
on my mom?
What's Ty? Yo, GQ. What's Ty on my G? Where my son GQ at?
Young boy. Yeah. What's good, young boy? You my young boy, yo.
You don't even know who I am. This is somebody else. This is somebody else.
You're right.
I'm not even talking to you.
Right.
I'm talking to GQ.
Right.
Where's GQ at?
Right here, nigga.
That nigga even got his home crib. He ain't living with his mom and shit. You about the only nigga on the show right now that ain't got your own crib. How it feel?
Yo, GQ,
let's talk about it.
Yo, what's up, nigga?
Why you ain't got your own shit, nigga?
GQ,
do you even have a job? You on your mom's cell phone plan, aren't you?
Dog.
You got share minutes. Nigga got family plan and shit. Come on, man.
I don't think your man knows.
What, you got a Boost Mobile? Oh, you got that Metro PCS shit. Nigga pay $40 a month. Get out of here, man. Yo, you don't even have the internet on your phone, dog. Cornball dude, yo.
Yo,
man,
SD.
So correct.
Yo, SD.
That nigga hung up because he ain't got no minutes left.
Yeah.
He cut that nigga shit off. That's Brooklyn's finest on the phone.
Nah,
man.
I'm not from Brooklyn, dog.
His dress game is supposedly on point because, you know what I'm saying, he got to impress the bitches while he take him back to his mom's crib to see if his mom's home, try to send her out on a date and shit so he can try to get a piece of ass. You know what I mean? Or he got to pay $59.99 to go get a hotel and shit because he ain't got nowhere to take the breezy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, young boy. And then on top of that, he got to meet up with the broad on the bus with everybody else and shit. Nigga, that's not your girl. That's everybody's girl. Come on, man. Young boy, dog. Nigga, guys, come on, man. He the only nigga I know that's going to say some dumb shit talking about, nah, yo, I ain't got my own crib. Yeah, I catch the bus, and what? I catch the bus. But I got more money than you. Come on, man. You can't even afford a car. Nigga, do you even have your driver's license yet?
Do you know what that man does for a living?
Come on, man. What you say?
Do you know what that man does for a living? This is somebody else, dog. But do you know what that man does for a living?
Do you know what I do for a living? You dig?
What do you do for a living?
I'm a paralegal, my dude.
Okay.
And on the course of becoming an attorney, you dig?
There you go. A good liar. That's what's always needed. More lawyers.
Nigga, I can tell you exactly where I work. I give you my work number and everything. You can call my job. It's nothing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no young boy like, you know what I'm saying, all the boys that you be dealing with, my dude. I work for an attorney. My dude. So, you know what I'm saying? You can go ahead with all that other talk. You know what I'm saying?
You
can come see how I live.
Do you know, honey, you're not talking to the same dude you was just
It fucking. Don't even matter. I'm going to tell you, put like this. He must not be doing something right if he's still living at home with his mom, catch the bus every day, don't have a car. Come on, man. And he's out of school, and you proud of that lifestyle? Get the freak out of here, young boy. I don't care what he does. How about that?
Why
that nigga ain't got shit.
That man what he does?
Because all that other talk shit, you know what I'm saying, is whack, yo. I'm not trying to hear none of that bullshit. You can have all the mama jokes. Fuck that shit, nigga. You ain't got no money. I ain't even trying, you know what I mean?
No,
trying to hear none
niggas,
of that
no,
shit.
Why niggas, you know why niggas sit the public transportation out here and the trains out here?
Nigga, I don't give a fuck.
One is bitches on the train.
Oh,
that's one. That's one.
You're right.
One is bitches
right.
on the train.
You're right. First of all, my money feel better than bitches, dog. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Yeah,
I give a fuck what you say. Yeah, exactly. And nigga, hey, I know how you don't got money because you on the mom because there's bitches on the train. Nigga, how old are you? Come on,
old
man.
Enough, old enough to
you live
bag
at
bitch,
home,
nigga.
You live at home with your mom too?
Old enough to bag a bitch, my G. You know what I'm saying?
Live at home with your mom too?
Not at all. Nah, I live with your mom.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's what's up. See, that's what I'm talking. Exactly my point. Made my shit just so much easier.
I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Still living in a pissy ass hallway, right?
GQ, what's poppin', dog? How you, bro?
Yeah, what's up, man? How you doing? That nigga's a shout out, dog.
Chilling, y'all. You know how it is, man. Maintaining, staying low from these fucking police.
All
right. What's the show about today?
It's ignorant. It's ignorant. Ignorant Sunday, man.
You got the right motherfuckers on the line, I see.
That's what it do. He called y'all niggas first, didn't he?
Is this dude still talking to me? Like, I don't understand what's going on now.
Hey, y'all still talking to me, you know what I'm saying? You little, I mean, gonna, don't be subliminal about this shit, nigga. You Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying?
I'm never subliminal, nigga. I'm never subliminal.
Come on,
man.
I'm subliminal and shit.
Like I'm talking to you right now. If I got something to say, I'll say it. But anyway.
Right on the block, right?
Back to the stick at hand.
Oh, my. Yeah, people, that's what we call the roast. The roast gets a little hectic at times. You got my cousin holding Florida now. And then you got my two brothers.
Basically.
Holding it down in Staten Island. And I have to add to it, he doesn't live in the projects. He lives in Staten Island.
Hold on. Yo, fuck that nigga, y'all. I don't give a fuck about what he thinks. Even if he does get money, I get more than him, so it doesn't matter. He's like,
right. You get more than me, but you still live in a pissy hallway building, man. Get out of here. You live with your mom, nigga. Get out of here, man.
Even if I do, it's still better than you. Even if I do, I'm
right,
still more of a man.
Right.
I'm still more of a
man.
Right.
You're more of a man. You're more of a man because you can bring girls to your mom's house, nigga. That's how a man you are, nigga.
And I get more.
You're right. You're more of a man to me because, you know what I'm saying, you can bring bitches to your mom's house.
And
you can catch the bus. So what you can do is catch the 41, catch it to this chick crib, you know what I'm saying, and then you can make her walk to the bus stop and sit waiting for the bus, you know what I'm saying, with you. And then you can bring her back to your mom's crib and wait till your mom go to sleep so you can try to smash on the couch. She probably got a one bedroom.
Is that your plan?
Nigga, I own my house, nigga. I own my house. I already got my mortgage, you dig?
Good for you, you know what I'm saying? And we're still
you know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
We're still in the same place. Go figure.
You're right. Still in the same place. You're still in the same pissy-ass building that you was in when you was 12. Fuck
really?
Out of here, young boy.
You know nothing about me, dick.
Right. But I do. Right. That's what you don't understand.
You
already
know
told
nothing.
Me.
You know nothing
you
about
already
me.
Told me. You told me you live with your mammy.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. You told me you can't afford to buy a car. Because you
really?
Gotta ride the bus. Because there's
I
bitches
told you
on
that
there.
Word. All right, sounds good.
What kind of car you drive? A 07 Chrysler 300.
That's very good.
Thank you.
I don't drive a car.
Right, because you catch the bus because you can't afford one. I understand that.
No, I understand that.
I understand that you can't get financing. You know what I'm saying? And you need a co-signer. I understand that. I do understand that, my dude. You know what I'm saying? I did. If your mom can't co-sign for you, I understand why no other bitches out there want to fuck with you like that.
If she can't co-sign for me, I just get your mother to co-sign for me. It ain't nothing.
That's cool.
Besides the point. I actually have a 1997 Chevy Suburban. That's what I have. And it's paid for, my nigga.
And you proud to have a 1997. My dude, listen, this is not only is your car 11 years old, my nigga, get a car in the new millennium, my dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about something with a little roundage in it. Not no square box and shit. Come on, man.
Yeah, you're right.
If I got boxes, when I moved in my house, I got boxes. All I need to do is put some wheels on the bitch, and I got the same thing you driving.
It sounds good.
You're right.
What's your car note like, Tim? Is your car paid for? Sounds like a liability to me. You know the difference between a liability and an asset.
But when you make money, you don't have to worry about that.
That means you're affecting your net worth. You're catching the bus. Hold on, now you lying.
Because a minute ago you said you didn't have a car. Now you got a Chevy Suburban, a 1997. Does that shit even work? That's why you catch the bus, because that shit is unmovable.
Right. That shit got a boot on it, don't it?
Come on, man.
Listen, this is what you need him to do. I'm going to send you a money order. Tell me how much money it is to get that boot off your truck or get the engine fixed on it, because that bitch, you know what I'm saying, is a 1997. This shit probably don't even run.
You think so?
Come on, man. A minute ago, didn't you just say you was catching
nigga,
a bus?
I bet you I'm making it in front of your door in about 2 hours.
You probably would, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe
nigga, I'm
hour,
not. Listen,
maybe
listen,
hour,
but think about
minutes.
It like this. Think about it like this, though. How many real niggas out there that you know, real niggas that you know or even heard of is trying to turn that illegal money into some legal money, nigga? Come on, man. Step your game up,
like
nigga.
Like I said.
If you making that much paper, nigga, why don't you go buy a business,
like
you know what I'm saying, so you can have your shit on the front. Come on. You're not even working right. You one of them knucklehead niggas that stand on the corner still, don't you? You still trapping for somebody else? What you selling, weed?
Come on,
nigga, don't buy me selling weed no more, man. Game up, nigga. What you making, $2.75 off every bag?
Oh, boy.
You're not even the connect. You just the middleman. You the yuck on the corner.
You're more of a clown than I know.
Right.
You make more money than me, though. I do. Absolutely.
You're right.
Legal money, my friend.
If you made that much money, my dude, think about it. You made that much money, you wouldn't have a 1997 Chevy Suburban. You would not be living in a pissy-ass building with your mother. You would not be catching the bus, and you would have your own bedroom. Come on, man. You wouldn't be sleeping on the couch. Come on, man. Shut your game up, young boy.
And on the couch, you know nothing about it.
Nigga, come on, man. You renting an apartment, my dude. Your mom is renting an apartment, but you make all this money.
You're a liability.
You're right. I'm a liability because I'm shitting on your whole life.
As long as you know that. Now, you're not shitting on my life, man.
You damn right I am, nigga.
You sound like a dick because you know nothing about me, and that shit is hilarious.
Right. Right, yeah, you know what? You know why I sound like a dick? Because you have no money.
I know.
That's why. You on the radio show telling you have no money. Then you're going to have the nerve audacity. You know what I'm saying? To come at me talking about, I got a 97. Come on, man. You got a 97.
That's right.
And it's paid for.
And it runs like a dream, and it's paid for.
You're right. But I'm the liability, but yet you on here fronting on shit. You know what I'm saying? Lying and shit. Come on, man. You're right. It's mint, but that shit don't even work.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. A minute ago, you was talking about, you know what I'm saying, you catch the bus. Now you got a car.
I know
your life sucks right now. I understand that.
Catch the bus.
But in the same instance, nigga, you know what I'm saying, be real with everybody, my dude. If you ain't got a car because you can't afford one, nigga, it's cool. If your dad passed you down a car, you know what I'm saying, because he ain't want to drive that shit no more, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. That nigga stopped driving that car 10 years ago and just gave it to you yesterday. I understand, my dude.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You probably got that shit when you was 14 and told everybody, you know what I'm saying, when you get out of school, this is what you're going to be pushing. That shit was hot when you was 14, 10 years ago.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He still probably got some 16-inch hammers on that bitch.
No,
don't even
sell
them shits no more, nigga.
The only hammers I pull out is the hammers I put on your mom.
You're right. You know, the hammers that you pull out on my mom or the hammers that you bust guns.
Either
I understand that. Everybody
either
says
that
shit.
Okay? Either that or your grandmother.
Right, or my grandma, right. Right. You banging my grandma,
you're
banging my mom.
You're right. I was fucking in your house, too.
I was in my house. I understand. I did.
And you understand
the difference is?
I'm the reason that the stain is in the back seat of your Chrysler, nigga.
Right. That's what's... Because that was
don't
my mom.
It,
that was my mom nutted and shit. Right. Did you hear what you said, though?
No.
In my house, nigga. Right.
Mom,
in my house, though, right? In my house.
I don't care.
Not on your mom's couch,
whether,
right?
I don't care whether your mom.
You got a one-bedroom apartment. Your mom got a one-bedroom apartment paying $1,000 a month. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Really?
Hey, y'all, one bedroom, one bath. And then you ain't got carpet in your shit. Come on.
Really?
Man.
I don't? Okay.
Really? Is your building even got an elevator, nigga? Or are you still catching the stairs?
Catching the stairs. I didn't know niggas have to catch stairs.
Yeah. Nice, y'all. Oh, I know. Let me be politically correct, nigga. Does your building got an elevator or do you have to walk up and down the stairs? Come on, man. You clown. It hurts. When you sit and somebody's sitting there analyzing how bad your life really is, because you really thought you were stunting when you stepped out the house this morning and your fitted hat matched your shirt and your shirt matched your shoelaces and your shoelaces matched your socks and your socks matched your boxes and shit. Come on, man. But at the end of the day, when you was bagging that bitch, when you walked away, you still ain't got no money.
Mm, really?
I know it hurts. And what makes it even worse is that at the end of the day, you still trying to retire one day, but you got no money to do that shit. Nigga, do you even have a 401k? Let's get financial real quick. Do you have a 401k? Do you have an IRA, my nigga?
Yo, dog, listen.
Do you even have a retirement plan, young boy? How many bank accounts you got?
Exactly. You know nothing
about
me.
You talking about? I'm talking about work.
Finances. You know nothing about my portfolio. You know nothing about.
Telling me though, young boy.
You know nothing about what I have.
Okay, Junior. Junior, take the phone out your esophagus, Junior. Take the phone out your esophagus, Junior. Take the phone out your esophagus, Junior. You're right. You're right. You on your mom's cell phone plan. You got a Metro PCS. You got a 97 Suburban. You live in your mom's apartment. You got a 97 Suburban, but you catch the bus.
And honestly, that shit is really not disgusting. It's very disgusting.
But
if you listen
to
yourself,
on the bus.
Sometime,
what kind of bitches is you beating? The ones that are 17 and 16 that's still in high school catching the bus? Come on, man.
That. You're trying to push
young
shit together. You're worried about whether I'm
you're right.
You
a clown, son. You a clown. At the end of the day, you still a homo, nigga.
You're calling me a clown, and I've been calling you a clown for the last half an hour.
Come on, man.
Because
you call me whatever you
can.
But I knew when I first started talking to you, you was talking that dumb shit,
nigga.
And you was a cornball dude, man. I'm about my work. I got money.
Again,
you got money, where is that? Where your money
again.
At? Where your money at? What you got? Human? You got cubic zirconias in your ear? Come on, man. Make your way up and get a diamond, nigga. This nigga's still going to pawn shop to buy watches.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Speak to me. One of the smallest, littlest, most minute niggas I've ever
right.
to speak.
You're right.
To speak.
But you still don't have no money.
I've allowed you to
speak right.
nonsense from your
you're right.
mouth.
You're right.
Disgusting. And honestly,
you're right. Nigga got a Chevy Suburban that his great grandfather passed down. That Chevy Suburban been in his family for 10 generations.
I'll keep talking to you, and you will learn
right.
your lesson later because nothing
right.
is ever. Ever,
right.
Ever
I know it feels bad, right? I know. It sucks. Because a minute ago, you was GQ and shit. You know what I'm saying? You was that nigga. You know what I'm saying? You talk your money about your papers. You get bitches. And a nigga come through and shit on you. Make you feel ugly. I understand, my nigga. I understand, my nigga. What you, I can tell you anything about me, nigga.
You're
right, nigga.
You're right.
You know why you trying to switch this shit and say, I'm going to fuck my mom, I'm going to fuck my mother, nigga, because you get no money and you fronting with all these bitches out there. Come on, man. I'm driving. I catch the bus so I can get bitches. Who does that, nigga? How old are you? Fuck you catching the bus to get bitches. That's fucking gay.
Honestly, if I were you, I would have
that. You might as well go to Toys R Us and meet the same bitches that you catching on the bus.
Listen to this shit.
Yeah,
nigga. And listen to how stupid you sound that way.
And no, and listen to how stupid you fucking sound. Nigga talking about you get money. Oh, I get money. I get money. I get money. Nigga, you got a fucking 97 Chevy Suburban. They don't even make parts for that shit no more, nigga.
Nigga got
to go to a junkyard to see if he can find the same truck he got to get parts on to this shit. Get out of here, nigga. Nigga, this is 2008. Nigga, step your shit up, nigga.
Your
truck is a liability. That shit might break down if you start it.
You're probably a lonely motherfucker, and you're on this shit right now with this nigga.
Right.
You know what? It's like that
right.
sometimes. You know what
I know it is like that.
You're
right.
that money, but you know what? If you change your approach, maybe you could sound more intelligent and have some more savvy with how
but
you
see,
approach.
Maybe if you change your approach and you in here on this fucking radio show talking about, you know what I mean, that you get money, you get money, you get money, nigga, then you turn around and you telling lies and shit, nigga, be real. Be real to yourself. You can lie to all of us, but you know what I'm saying, in your heart, be real, my dude, be real. You know what I'm saying? You a young boy. You a young boy. You telling me you have a bank account yet, do you?
Young boy.
You're fucking my mom's right. Fuck your mama. Yeah, right. I know. I understand. The only real thing you is fucking right. I know.
I know.
I know. The only real thing is that you catch the bus to pick up bitches. What the fuck is that about?
And it doesn't matter. I'm not concerned about bitches. I never lose money chasing bitches. But I know.
Because you don't have money to chase the bitches. That's why you don't have to lose any.
I'm not really concerned about
you got no paper.
They come to me and they fucking stay to me.
They come to you. They come to you. Right.
Right. You know
what I'm saying? That's how you got my mom. My
situation under control. Everything that steps into my cipher, I got it under control. Because that's how I move. I move like that.
Right.
And
how you move.
I
know. I know.
And it doesn't matter. So like I said, dog, just to recap the situation.
Recap the situation. You got a 97 Suburban that you have.
And we're going to work every day at 7 in the morning. I'm going to take the bus to the ferry because the ferry is free and the bus is $2. And you know what? Gas is $5 a gallon. So I'll tell you what. I'll save the money and the money
and
I
and you ain't got no money to get gas. That's why you got to catch the ferry. I understand.
On the weekend.
I understand. You don't have the money, right, on the weekend. I know. My mom on the weekend. Fuck my mom on the weekend. Right. I understand. I understand. You don't have money to take. You don't have money to drive your truck, bro. I understand. The difference is that because it was given to you, you still don't have to purchase it. That's why you got, you know what I mean? You got a couple, what, you got $20 in your pocket?
You know what?
I understand.
Lurking around the corner no matter where you go. So you can't really focus on them because they're not really focused hard. They just focus on dumb shit like acquiring things. Like,
let me guess,
you
a real nigga because you catch the bus, right?
Look at the economy, you see that.
Right.
Because no longer, it's a buyer's
market. And a broke nigga will say, look at the economy. I understand.
You look a lot more money than you think. So you know what? Your options are pretty limited and your back is up against the wall at this point. You probably try to take the equity out of your house.
But you have no money, dog. See, I don't need to do all that. I don't need to do all that. I just bought my house. If you would realize and pay attention, nigga, I just said I just bought my house, which means if I just bought my house, I don't have the equity built up to it yet. That's how I know you're a young boy and you rent an apartment because you have no money. That's how I know you a young boy. Who? First of all, if you buy a house, you don't have equity already built up in it, young boy. You got to build that shit, young boy. You dig what I'm saying? You rent an apartment, so you wouldn't understand what that means. Matter of fact, your mom is still renting an apartment, so you wouldn't understand what that means, young boy. And you worried about the economy, nigga, because you ain't got no money, young boy. You ain't got the money to put gas in your truck. That's why you catching the bus. Young ball, say whatever you want to say about your boy, but your boy got paper. Young ball, you can say whatever you want to say about me, but you still ain't got no money in your bank account, nor do you have a 401k, nor do you have an IRA account, nor do you have a savings account. Young ball, so you can catch the bus and the ferry all day long, but you still can't fade next to me. Young ball, you got some 16s on your fucking truck talking all this, yah, yah, nigga, I give bitches and blase, blah, nigga, I only ride my shit on the weekend. Young ball, that's a young boy's move because a young boy ain't got shit else to do. Because you can't prove shit to me, young boy. So don't say shit about your boy if you ain't got no money to back what you're saying, young boy. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Y'all niggas just shut the fuck up.
Come at me on some homo shit, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? Fucking all that, y'all, y'all. You ain't got no paper. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, come at, oh yeah, I catch the bus because I get bitches. Come on, young boy. You worried about it's a buyer's market, you know what I'm saying? About your that's some young boy
thinking about something.
You ain't got no money, that's why, young boy.
Actually, as intelligent as you're purporting yourself to be, then you wouldn't be having this conversation with me. So that tells me where you at mentally.
I just like the fact that you tried to come at me sideways, so I'm gonna shit on your life, young boy.
Conversations, you're not shitting on my life. My life is beautiful.
Nigga, I'm shitting on you. No, the fuck it ain't. If you actually sit back and realize your life, dog, your life sucks. real rap. Your life sucks, because at the end of the day, nigga, if, you know what I'm saying, you was strapped and you couldn't, you ain't had, you know what I mean, you had to get somewhere, you still ain't got no money because you can't put money in your truck, young boy, because you ain't got shit in the bank, young boy. You can't even come at me because you got no money, young boy. If the buses stop running right now, how you going to get somewhere besides walking, young boy? You ain't even got no peoples that got a wheel yet, young boy, so please don't come at me like that, young boy.
Oh, boy.
Try to shit on me, nigga. What's wrong with you? Slap yourself.
Yeah, right, dog. Your asshole status is definitely solidified right now.
Yeah. It basically broke everything down and made you look like a straight idiot.
Nah, really.
What I'm talking about.
Nah,
the economy's fucked up.
Love
nigga, you talking about you getting bitches, nigga. What you getting, 18-year-olds? You getting 18-year-olds? They barely legal? They made DVDs for you, nigga. Barely legal. A minute ago you said, nigga, I catch the bus to get bitches. A minute ago you said you catch the bus to get bitches. So now you lying. Again, it's the second lie. Come on, man. You're lying, dog. You're lying. You can't even call yourself a man, dog. You can't even. If you say yes or no. Did you say yes or no? Did you say a minute ago you catch the bus to get bitches? Yes or no? Did you say that shit, nigga? Yeah, you said that. Oh, now you want to read? Come on, man. I know it hurts us a man, you know what I'm saying, to finally get caught in the lying shit. Because a real man ain't got nothing but his word. You's a lying ass nigga. You know what I mean? A minute ago you said you ain't got no wheels and you catch the bus. Now you got a 97. Now you got a 97. Come on, man. You call me whatever you want, nigga, but you still ain't got no money, you fag. So what it is? Call me whatever it is. You still ain't got no money, nigga. You driving a 97 Suburban. You renting a one-bedroom apartment with your mother. You live in a pissy-ass building. You catch the bus, and you talking about you got a truck just so you can get bitches on the bus. Come on, man. Nigga, what kind of money you got?
Really?
What kind of money you got? Come on, man.
I got more than
you.
You
fresh out of high school. You right.
You
got more money than me.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
And I don't need
what you got
no
to store for your money?
I don't
right.
need
you
no.
Don't need
I don't need
that's
no
a young boy
IRA.
Move. Young boy
no
move.
IRA.
Young boy. Young ball, young ball.
That's what you got now.
Young
ball. Keep it up.
Young ball. Hey, I'm going to call you Junior Reed from now on, yo. That's my nigga Junior Reed, because y'all saying he's a young boy,
man.
Junior, what's good, Junior? What's up, Junior? Call me whatever you want, son. I know, my mother's legs are up. I know. My mother's legs are up. I know.
And I got more.
Yeah, I know.
And that's
I know, you got more bread than me. I know.
And that's
you got more bread
mind.
Than me, and you're
and
renting
network,
an apartment.
My net worth is more than yours. So what's up?
Right,
you?
I know.
Okay.
I understand.
You
I understand.
Sound like a,
you
sound
still,
like a bitch. And I really
you got a 97.
I want you to play this shit back and listen to how fucked up your life is.
And when you listen to this shit and you sit down, you be like, yo, damn, yo, this nigga's true. My life does suck, yo. I need to go back to school because I'm an asshole right now. So, you know what I'm saying? I understand. Sometimes it takes another man to come to you and be like, yo, your life is shitty right now, dog. No matter how, you know what I'm saying, you fly, you think you is, because you got like 30 fitted hats in the crib with your big ass head and shit. Nigga, it doesn't matter. Because them hats is only $20, nigga. So it's not even like you're doing something.
Yeah,
you take two checks. You get paid every 2 weeks.
I'm going to pass you like a 40 to my nigga so you can finish basically
right.
Like a fucking turkey.
Right. Hopefully that nigga got a job, too. I can't deal with these niggas with no jobs. Come on, man. Niggas living in his mom's apartment in a one-bedroom apartment, probably sleeping on the couch. Fucking reckless. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's why I fucked your mom. Okay. Yeah, that's old and whack, dog. That's the only thing you can come back with? Come on, young boy.
Yo, y'all niggas is shot the fuck out.
Yeah, man.
These niggas is going at it for an hour.
Come on, man.
Oh, man. I ain't laughed more hard ever.
Come at me like that, man. Yo, tell your people, man. If they don't come at me, dog, at least have some money in your pocket. Don't come at me and you talking about, nigga, you fucking catch the... Tell me this nigga didn't say he catch the bus to get bitches. Tell me he didn't say that shit. Then turn around and flip. I got a 97 Suburban. Come on, man. You part of that shit, nigga? That fucking big-ass box. Then you're going to say, oh, I catch the ferry because, you know, the economy is for gas is like $5. But, Chet, you got money, right? Your net worth is more than mine, nigga. So you shouldn't be worried about with the gas. Gas could be $14 a gallon, and you shouldn't even care. You ain't got no money, you broke bastard. So you can call me whatever. You call me a bitch, call me a pussy, whatever you want to call me. But I own my house, nigga. You ain't got shit. You's a young boy. Nigga just got out of high school, you know what I'm saying? He don't know what to do with his life, nigga. Sign up to go in the military. Be all you can be, nigga. And you can apply for a government grant, you dig? And then you might be able to get yourself approved for a $100,000 house if you get a fucking military, nigga, and get a fucking job. Nigga, I'm talking about, I'm on the block, nigga, block. Nobody care about that shit. You're a young boy. Niggas is trying to get out the hood. You trying to stay in. How whack are you? Think about it, man. Come on, man. Seriously, dog. This is Big Brother talking to you now, man. This is Big Brother, man. Yo, no homo, dog. I love you, man. That's why I'm talking to you like this, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you need that Big Brother to, you know what I'm saying, to be like, yo, man. Yo, your life sucks, bro. You need that Big Brother to tell you, yo, it's 2008, man. Yo, at least get your, I mean, you can even buy a Chevy Cobalt, man. It's like four or five, even a Ford Focus, man. You can buy yourself at least a 2000 Ford Focus, man. I'm saying that's like $4,000-$5,000. I know you got to be able to afford that. You living at home with your mom, man. You live with mommy. You 20-something, you probably 24 years old, still living at home with your mom. Now, let's think about it one more time, man. You got to share the bathroom with your mom. She probably still write her name on the milk, which means you can only touch it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Come on, man. She go grocery shopping for herself. And when she cook dinner, she only cooks for herself, nigga. She not even cooking for you, man. Come on. You still got chores, dog. Your mom come home, you know what I'm saying, and she starts screaming at you, man, because you ain't clean the living room. It's not like you gotta sweep that shit, dog. You didn't even got carpet in your shit, man. Come on, man. You're driving a 97 Chevy Suburban, man. And you catching a bus. What's the point of having a car? My bad. You're right. I gotta say what you said. What's the point of having a truck? You proud of having a 97 Chevy Suburban. Nigga, why don't you sell that shit if it's an economy problem? If you're worried about not being able to afford the gas, come on, man. This is Big Brother. I'm going to teach you something. If you can't afford the gas, why don't you sell it, bro? Try to sell it, young boy. You might be able to put at least $2,000 or $3,000 in your pocket. Get yourself a nice little Honda Civic, something fuel economy. You know, a little compact two-door. You don't need no four-door, man. I know you want to pack all your homeboys in there because you want to ride out and go to the club and everything, but, yo, come on, man. It's Big Brother, dog. It's the Big Brother, man. Sell your truck, man. It's a 97. You shouldn't be proud of it and tell niggas that you got a 97. I'm a liability. Come on, man. This is Big Brother. I'm trying to teach you something, man. You worried about the economy, but you driving an SUV. You don't even drive the SUV, and you still worried about the gas. Let me tell you how much to ask for you said, dog. Let me just break it down for you. I'm going to show you what Big Brother does, all right? Listen to what you say to me, young boy. You tell me you catch the bus to go back and forth to work, and you only drive your truck when you go out and hang out to the clubs and parties. But yet you still can't even afford to put gas in that bitch. So how much money do you really have, young boy? This is what I was trying to explain to you. Come on, man. You're a young boy, man. You're not even nowhere near me. Then you tell me, I don't need an IRA. I don't need a 401k. That's a young boy status, and that's a young boy statement. Because at the end of the day, nigga, you're still going to be 75 years old, still trying to work at the little bodega on the corner just so you can get your little $200-$300 check so you can pay your rent. Because your mom probably going to live in the same building for the rest of her life, but you're broke ass. So then, you know what I'm saying, since y'all been there for so long, let me teach you something. I know that they're going to have a rent, your rent's going to stay in one spot if it's not going to decrease because you've been there for more than 15, 20 years. I know about that, and I don't even live in New York. But yet you coming at me, you make more money than me, your net worth is more than me. You was a young boy. How many niggas you know going to catch the bus to get bitches? The only bitches I know that's catching the bus is broke bitches or ones that's still in high school. First of all, if you catching the bus to go meet bitches, you's a homo nigga.
Because that's whack as shit, nigga. You can't pull a joint off the street. You got to sit next to her because there's nowhere else to sit on a bus. And then spark up some conversation. Come on, man. This is Big Brother talking to you, man. I'm talking to you like this, man, because I don't want to see your life suck anymore. I want you to listen to this shit, son, and listen to what your man's saying. And I know anger built up inside you. That's why you hung up. I understand that. I understand when you thought you was the
ain't
shit,
nobody,
you know what I mean?
Hang up,
you thought
bro.
You was
it's
the shit.
Like
The funny thing is, nigga, you know what I'm saying? You were sitting there, you were sitting there and just listening. I understand. I understand. You's a young boy for that. Right. This is Big Brother talking, young boy. This is Big Brother. Right. This is Big Brother. This is Big Brother telling you, young boy. This is Big Brother. You dig? Catching the bus to meet females. You are lame. You get a low score for that one. A real low score. You know what I'm saying? If you go and catch the bus to meet females, dog, you might as well take your ass. The kids are rough. And you're going to meet the same girl. Come on, man. You just said that.
This is somebody
you didn't say that, though?
Different. This is somebody
you
totally
didn't say that, though?
Different,
come on, man.
This is somebody
I understand.
Totally
yo, hey, you know what's even better? What's even better is I would say
totally
with somebody else, too.
Different, God.
I would say I was somebody else, too, because I know my life sucked that bad. I would try to say I was somebody else, too. I dig. You know what I'm saying? You got alter egos. You know what I'm saying? You got Brooklyn, and then you got, you know what I'm saying? Who are you now? Queens? I can dig that, son. It's cool. I understand. Your life sucks, you know what I'm saying? A nigga shitting on your whole life because you're living in a pissy-ass building, walking past the hallway, got to wear gas masks and shit because that shit going to make you Earl because it fucking stinks. I understand, young boy. Still living in the fucking hood. That's a lame-o. That's what you is, nigga. You lame for that. I put him on the same status as I put Hoda, as I put the boy Pat. You know what I'm saying? All them niggas is on the same status. Homo niggas. Talk all that shit you want to. You call me a bitch. You can talk about my mom. You smash my mom, blah, blah, blah. Nigga, I don't care about all that. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit is whack. You have no money. You live with your mom. You claim you got a 97 now. You know what I'm saying? Suburban. A minute ago, you was catching a bus. You know what I'm saying? And you caught the bus so you can meet bitches. But now you catch the bus because you have no choice because the economy is too fucked up that you can't afford to put gas in your truck, so you have no choice but to catch the bus because it's cheaper. I know you probably park your shit on the street because you have no money to afford a garage because, you know what I'm saying, you can't pay monthly on that shit. I understand that shit. So niggas either, A, probably slashed your tires or broke in your shit so you probably can't drive it because it's not even walkable. I understand. I can dig all that because I know right now if you're not driving your shit and it's parked on the street and it's in the city, and it's not moving at all, either A, it's going to get towed, or B, it's going to get broken into. And I know you ain't got no radio in that shit, because that shit would have probably been broken into already. So, come on, man. Step your game up, my nigga. It's not like I've never been to New York before. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to teach you something, young boy. If you're going to talk about me, nigga, you better make sure your game is correct. You heard me? You know what I'm saying? Come on, dog. Oh, you get bitches, you get bitches, you get bitches. No, now I'm not worried about bitches. Now I'm not worried about them. Come on, man. Yo, your whole lifestyle is females, dog. You know what I'm saying? You walk up and down the street every 2 weeks, you get your check, and you go straight to the hat shop. You know what I'm saying? You go straight to the hat shop, so you can go cop you a nice little fitted. You probably got a fitted rack, and you probably got the store lids in your apartment, in the living room, because that's where you sleep, because you ain't got your own bedroom, dog. I understand that. You know what I'm saying? I understand. You know what I'm saying? You probably still rocking the academics, you know what I'm saying, because that's from New York's. Or, you know what I'm saying, you saved your whole check and got you some good bros and shit, you know what I'm saying? You got every color Uptown, every color Jordan. I understand. You probably don't even go to Foot Locker to get your Jordans. You probably cop them shits from Canal Street because you know you can get the knockoffs that look exactly like the Jordans, but for $34. I dig what you're talking about, my young boy. I've been there before. Come on, man. Set your game up, dog. If you still going to work every day and you got a white tee on and a fitted hat, nigga, what kind of job you got? You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You're not even on my status yet. And you going to come at my head? Step your game up, young boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna teach you something. I'm going to teach you something. You're going to keep messing with these hood rats because that's all you can gather. You can never get yourself a real bitch because you got no money. Ain't no real boy gonna be walking on the street and catching a bus like you.
You think what I'm saying? So the bros that you bagging is either fresh out of high school or they still in high school. If they still in high school, that would consider you a child molester. What kind of nigga are you? Come on, man. You got a Chevy Suburban with you tinted the window so when you pick up your girl, you know what I'm saying? But you only can pick her up on every other Sunday because when you get paid, half your check going to the gas tank. You know what I'm saying? So you have a place to smash her and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, moms ain't trying to have that in the crib. You know what I mean? I understand. I understand. That hurts. You can't. You know what I mean? You get a bro, you go straight to the club because you pick the niggas up. You go straight to the club. You got to ask your man, yo, can I use your crib, son? Can I use your crib? I got these bitches, son. I understand. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, let me speak in your language. Yo, God, I got these bitches, God. Yo, son, I got these bitches, God. You know what I mean? I'm trying to smash these bitches, God. You know what I mean? You dig what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Come on, man. You a young boy. You a straight, yo, you's a straight lame young boy. You know what I mean? Talk about it. Oh, I'm not even going to waste my time talking to you. I dig that. You know what I'm saying? I dig that. Because, you know what I'm saying? You met a nigga. Now that you on the phone with a real nigga that got some paper, now you ain't got shit to say. So you going to play the lame card talking about, oh, I'm just going to sit on the phone because this nigga shitting on my whole life. And he shit on my life for 24 years. So the only thing I can say to him is, that's why I fucked your mom and your grandma. Come on, man. Nigga, I'm going to tell you, make sure you strap up, dog, because you can't afford to have a child. You can't afford to put gas in your car, nigga. You can't afford to have no kids. So make sure you put 3 jimmies on, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Because you broke your shit right now. See, you part of the problem. When you want to talk about the economy, nigga, you part of the problem. You know what I'm saying? Because you one of them nut-ass niggas that'll smash off, you know what I'm saying? Or you probably, let me ask you a question, young boy. You get food stamps, don't you, young boy? I understand now. I dig. You got your mom, you know what I'm saying, and you're building your apartment's probably $1,100 on a one bedroom, and you know what I'm saying, y'all only pay $450 because your mom's on that shit, dog. I understand. That welfare kick in, man, it does help you out. You know what I'm saying? It does help you out. But I don't understand is how you on welfare and you still got no money. Come on, man.
Oh, man, that nigga just shot out. That nigga hung up.
Yeah, he ain't got no choice, but he's still listening to the show. So who's the young boy?
That's amazing.
How does this nigga look? Shut that nigga down. And this nigga was calling the show shitting on everybody, probably. You know what I'm saying? Calling everybody out their name, you know what I'm saying, for no reason. And he ain't even got shit.
Oh, man, that's amazing, because it's like,
That's like calling a homeless nigga, you know what I'm saying, a homeless nigga walking up to someone calling him a broke bitch. That's how I see this nigga. Like, he a homeless nigga calling somebody broke and shit. Nigga,
that's
you live
amazing.
At home with your mom, nigga. Let me tell you something. I'm going to break this down for you. You see that homeless nigga that you're probably throwing rocks and kicking and shit and spitting on as you walk past? Or that homeless nigga that's pissing in your building? Nigga, that homeless nigga is you. Because at the end of the day, you live with your mom, nigga. You ain't got no house, nigga. You homeless. Teach you something, dog. You probably still got a curfew, don't you?
Oh,
you probably ain't even got a key to your own building. Your mom won't even give you a key. You got to hit the buzzer talking about cable guy, pizza man. I dig that. It's the only way you can get in your building, or you stand by the building. I know why you stand on your stoop, dog. I know why you stand in front of your building, because you hoping that somebody come through and open the door, or somebody walks up with a key to open the door. I can dig that. I can dig that. Claim Brooklyn all you want, dog. You can sell as much, you know what I'm saying? You can be that nigga, you know what I'm saying? You can sell as much as I make in a week or in 2 weeks. But you know what? You still have shit to show for it, because you's a working nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I'm friends with the boss.
Oh, man, y'all niggas are shot the fuck out. Y'all niggas are shot out. I'm over here playing Bejeweled and shit.
Yeah. This nigga go to bed every night. You know what I'm saying? He go to bed every night hugging up on his teddy bear. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I ain't got nothing. I got my 2 boys that live with me, and I'm expecting another one, and I go to sleep with my wifey every day, nigga. Step your game up, young boy.
You expecting another kid?
Yes, sir.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, man. We
we're trying to have a daughter, so, you know what I'm saying, we stepped it up one more time to see what, you know what I mean, if we can actually have a daughter. You know what I mean? I got my two boys, so I ain't even worried about this young boy.
You had to whoop a lot of ass, man. Yeah, you already know, nigga.
Nah. I ain't even, the only thing I got to do is, like, teach her and explain to her the way of life so she don't get herself involved in nut-ass niggas like this clown. I ain't got no fucking money. You know what I'm saying? If you see a nigga that drives a 97 Chevy Suburban and only catches the bus to go back and forth to work and tries to drive his truck to the club, stay away from him because he has no money. He has no money. He has no future.
Oh, shit.
Cool, man.
Y'all niggas just shot the fuck out. Y'all niggas was going at it for like a good hour straight, like the whole show. And the thing about it is, like, 6'4 and SD, like, SD is the one that said he said, I use public transportation because, you know, to get bitches. But, then, these niggas is known for roasting. Like, they're the roast kings on here. And for you, for a person that doesn't, you know, really be on the show like that, to come on here and take that title. Hey, exactly. I mean, and I love them to death. They're family. I love them to death. But for you to come on and take the title, that's kind of bad.
I'm the king, nigga. And then you see how he tried to shit on me talking about, yo, what kind of car you drive? Oh, word, you got a Chrysler 300? Oh, well, what's your payments on that, nigga? It's not about what your payments are, nigga. It's about what your interest rate is. That's how you know you're a young boy. My interest rate ain't nowhere near 19 or 13%, young boy. You dig what I'm saying? And you see how his whole scenario switched. You know, oh, you got a Chrysler 300? Oh, word. Oh, how much is the finance? Nigga, if you want me to be your financial advisor, dog, just ask. You dig what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? Now, I don't want to get him confused, though. I'm not rich. You know what I'm saying? I got bills, too. I'm financing my shit, nigga. But the difference is I got money in my pocket while I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The ability for me to be able to do it. Because if I was really balling like that, nigga, I would buy everything straight cash. I'd have been able to walk to the dealership and just pay 20 grand for my car. You know what I'm saying? Or even 30 or 40 grand, whatever type of the price was. That's balling. I'm going to teach you something. I'm up and coming. That's the difference. I have potential. That's the difference. You haven't even stepped on the first level yet. You know what I'm saying? You still going to used car dealership. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, you're not even going to the car dealership yet because your parents is giving you hand-me-down cars. You know what I'm saying? My parents, dog, come on now. Yo, you know what I'm saying? Mom gave you the grand damn shit when you was like fucking 18, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago. Think about it. 10 years ago, mom's gave you a car. 10 years, right now, they gave him a car that's 10 years old. Come on, man. They couldn't drive this shit no more. You know what I'm saying? Yo, tell them niggas,
man,
don't come on my show no more, nigga. Nigga, from now on, you need to write me a letter and ask for permission to come on my show, nigga.
Niggas are stupid. I'm going to twist it, though, nigga. Motherfucking angry bastard. Them niggas on this show, nigga. This is our show, nigga. You came on and shine, no doubt, but this is our show, nigga.
Got that, son. You got that. I'm saying I only can make this shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm about to go lay up with wifey real quick. You know what I'm saying? She's watching Law and Order right now, so I'm going to go lay down, you know what I'm saying, and dig with it. Let me get my stuff ready for work mañana. See, but tomorrow I'm gonna put my my dress slacks on and put my dress shirt on, put my tie on, put my suit jacket on. I'm gonna hop in my Chrysler 300 and go to the gas station and fill that bitch up. You know what I'm saying? Because I have money in the bank, so I'm gonna go fill my shit up. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm gonna drive to work. And when I get out of work, I'm gonna walk from my building that I work in and walk to my car. I'm not going to walk to a bus terminal. I'm not going to walk to the L. I'm not going to walk to the subway. I'm going to walk to my car when I leave my building, and I'm going to drive myself home, which means at any point in time, if I feel like stopping somewhere, I can stop somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to get out of the bus, get off the bus, to go somewhere to catch me another bus so I can go back home. Or I need to catch a transfer to go catch another bus or to go catch the subway to go catch the metro at home. So when I get off of work at 5 o'clock, I'll be home by 5:20. This nigga get out of work at 5 o'clock, he's home by 9 o'clock. Not because of choice, but he has no other ability to do so. Because by the time he catches one bus, he got to catch the ferry. Then he got to catch the bus. Then he got to catch the cab. Then he got to catch the subway. Then he got to walk his dumb ass home. So by the time he get home, it's 9 o'clock. So he's too tired to be able to go out. That's why he don't go out during the week.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And then for him to be able to go out on a weekend, what he got to do is make a choice. Does he put that $20 in gas? Or did you buy that fitted hat that he always wanted?
Oh, shit.
What's it going to be? I mean, I know I got a lot of hats in the closet. I want to go out to the club. Now, if I go out to the club, I got to hurry up and get there before 11 so I can get in free. You know, because you're there before 11, everybody's free till 11.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And then it's free drinks till 12. So I got to make sure I'm in line by 10:15 so that I can get in for free and get free drinks. And then I'll be lifted, you know what I'm saying, and I can finally get some bitches and we can get the bus home together. Call that nigga Collogeno. You know what I'm saying? Call that nigga Collogeno. He's that young boy like on the Bronx Tale, yo. He the young white boy on the Bronx Tale, catching the bus and shit, trying to holler at bitches. That's what's up, yo. What up, little C? What it do?
Ah, shit. This thing went in. This is how the Rose gets in, man. Angry Bastard Radio, yo. It's not a game.
Yeah.
I got my cousin Billy the Kid holding it down, holding Florida down. Florida definitely, they definitely did their thing out here, man. It got me to the point where I'm a little nervous to shit on Florida niggas, man. Y'all going in like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
going to teach the young boy something. You know what I'm saying? And you got clout on this one right here, nigga. I just moved here, dog. I moved here. I just recently moved here to Florida, young boy, if you listening. I moved here March 27th. When I moved down here, I was driving a 2000 Jeep Grand Cherokee on 20. Just some basic average shit.
Mm-hmm.
Three months, I stepped my game up, young boy. Went and copped me a new car. Went and copped some 22s for it, you dig?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like wifey driving some bullshit. Even she got, you know what I'm saying, she got a Jetta, dog, you know what I'm saying? It's a female car, it's something that she likes. You know what I'm saying? I got my house, young boy. I just moved here. That's how fast your boy stepped up, you hear me? And my cousin can, and young boy, let me teach you something. My cousin can break it down for you. This nigga would tell you I've always had my A game on no matter where I was at.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where I was at. I stay looking fresh, stay looking fly as usual. You know what I'm saying? Stay with some hot shit, but I always had my own. Teach you something about that, dog. You a young boy, so it's cool if you go out and cop yourself a little apartment, you know what I'm saying, until you work your way up to a little bit more status, you know what I'm saying, and you're able to afford a house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Cool,
oh,
dog.
Man.
It's cool. That motherfucker's a shout-out, man.
Get this nigga my cell phone number, dog. I'm going to make sure when you talk to him, make sure you tell the man when he calls me to bring a pen and a notebook. Because I want him to take notes on how he can better his life. This is Big Brother talking to you, man. I want you to better your life, dog.
Nigga said Big Brother talking.
I want you to better your life, man.
They actually listen to the show, so, you know.
That's what's up, man. This is Big Brother, man. Dog, I don't like seeing your life like this, man. Man. I don't like this. Got 97 Chevy Suburban with factory speakers in it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? He got to move it from street to street so it don't get towed away because he can't afford to drive it. Because he leave it there, it's an abandoned vehicle. Yeah? You know the city going, come on, young boy.
Oh, man. That nigga just shot the fuck out. I'm about to close out.
Shit.
Let me play a song to close out with, man.
Shit.
Yeah, this is Angry Bastard Radio. For y'all of you that don't know, I want to give a big shout out to everybody holding it down. You know, big shout out to the public transportation in NYC. I'm going to give a big shout-out to the, you know, Chrysler's and the Suburban company.
Let me tell this nigga real quick. Dog, it's 10:30. I want you in bed by 11:15 because I know you got to get up early so you can catch the bus. I want you to make sure you got enough energy because if you miss work, man, I'm not going to come pick you up and take you to work, man. You got to start being responsible, man. I'm trying to teach you to be an adult now, Doug. You understand what I'm saying? Responsibility. Even though when you go to work, you know what I'm saying, I promise this time I won't ask you to supersize it because, you know what I'm saying, I know last time that was a little bit confusing for you. So, yeah, you know I mean, I'm just going to say just give me a number one regular, you know what I'm saying, medium drink, medium fry, you know what I'm saying. If I don't want to just supersize the drink and not supersize the fries because last time you almost screwed up my order. Listen, make sure tomorrow you are up. If you need me to call you to wake you up, just let me know. I will be your alarm clock. It's all right, man. No homo.
No homo.
I want you to be able to get to work on time. And I know you got to take 3 different buses and then catch a transfer to another bus, then catch the ferry, and then catch the subway, and then catch the L, and then walk 5 blocks just to get to, you know, work every day. Now, I'm not going to give a shout-out to your job because I know that's embarrassing. But just make sure at 10:30 you push the button and let everybody know that you're not serving breakfast anymore. It's now a lunch menu. All right? Make sure the trash is clean in the restaurant so that, you know, when people come it looks presentable. And I know you know, don't be disrespectful. That's your job. I understand.
Oh, man. The last song for the night, I'm going to close out with Shut 'Em Down, the remix by Onyx.
Yeah.
With exactly Big Bun Noriega and Sticker Fingers.
Exactly what it is. Shut that young boy down. Young boy, don't ever come at me like that again. Next time you think about coming at me like that again, slap yourself, young boy.
Yo, keep it locked. This is Angry Bastard Radio. Big shout out to my cousin. Billy the fucking kid, the damager. Billy the kid, the damager. 6'4", SDLE. Motherfucker fresh to death, technical difficulties. The light obsession. Angry Bastard Radio. All of Florida, all the East Coast, everywhere. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Lucy Liu. You know what I mean? Holding it down in Brooklyn. So, let's go. This is fucking Onyx Shut 'Em Down remix featuring Big Pun. No egg and sticky fingers. Yo, this is how it is on Angry Bastard Radio. It's not a game. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. Angry Bastard Radio from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. It gets crazy, man. It really gets crazy. This is Ignorant Bastard Radio. Let's go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
What this shit look like?
What's the problem?
Southside,
nah,
Queen,
I mean,
shit.
You nasty, word up.
Left Frack City, Iraq,
right
Queen,
now, this
shit.
This is ours right
South
here.
South Bronx, shit.
Real, you know
huh?
What I mean? You see black dots, that's us, word up.
That's it, man.
Anything else that's
the fuck,
we're
yeah.
Up the streets, so we shutting this down right
shut
here. Word up. Yo,
what?
Big Pun, Noriega,
what?
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 Yo.
What?
Yo.
What?
Yo.
What?
Yo. This is it now. You get shut down. Fish and ass got the whole game locked down. Noriega, Big Pun, holding it down.
Yo,
shut down.
Ayo, I smoke weed from housing by Philly's the top one. Niggas better stop, done. I catch a hot one. I'm like the top gun. Mohawk shit. Rock my hat back. As long as you fuck with Onyx, then you safe in Iraq. I like to dub up. All of my niggas, we tear the club up. From Iraq to Baltimore. We do a song, keep the shit fucking ghetto like a hood seesaw. So what? Fuck the dick. What's the recall for? Yo, every other week you got a brand new law. Yo, them crackers not knowing what to do with their time. That's why they really want to focus on Iraq crime. So what? Fuck you, nigga. Yo, we take the shine.
Shut them down. Second wave, desert, BX style. We rep wow. Opposed be your mom's dead child. Fucked up. Like blowing fat trout, and set now, get blown down, you spent pow, exile, my cartel
rolled up, I'm not a killer, I just bust a lot. Running the spot with the rusty Glock. Then I bust a shot, it's not a game, don't we end it for life? Shit is hot, son, send them to Christ. Surrender your ice, bring a new life, the dangerous ill. Train to kill, aim the stainless steel, your brain is still. Game is real, you playing with death. Got grimy niggas that'll label you rest, to lay you to rest. Stop suicide, wake the dead. Hate the spread, spray 3/8 to let it race your head. Jailbound, eternally hellbound. 22 shots, shell round, rock your head in the ground. This is it now, you get shut down. Fishing ass got the whole game locked down. No Riega, big pun, holding it down. This is it now, you get shut down.
I'm the livest nigga alive. Watch me show you, I'll blow your head off your shoulders. Your old mother won't know you, my squad is supernatural. They made me blast you with a Ruger capsule. I crew and catch you when trapped you inside a Cooper's castle. I turn it Zeus a statue like Medusa's looking at you. Produce the future raps and subtract you like use the bathroom. I'm always moving past you even when I use the bathroom. Right by my ass and with pages straight out the book of Matthew. I'm looking at you with my third optical vision. I hop out of prison and find me a hot little tropical woman. Now I'm locked in position, ready to rock with conviction. Chewbacca's descendant hitting you with cosmical weapons. You might as well listen, cause you out of suggestions. Out of submission, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Peace to Onyx, I miss them for their knowledge and wisdom. Pay homage and listen to hip-hop, newest and most violent edition.
Yeah, I'm sticky fingers, I'm still alive. That mean the greatest rapper of all time ain't never die. I'm underground, too hard for the radio. MTV won't even play my video. They scared to death, motherfuckers trying to ban me. I'm the one that told Dirty to shut down the Grammys. You think that they could get with me sick? I burn all of y'all. I don't care, Puffy, do your remix. I'm crazy, running up a Def Jam with a handgun. Fuck a royalty, I'm holding Russ through for ransom. I make you sleep where the worms do. I couldn't care less if you ain't shit, not a turbo. Niggas like us can bring the game back. There's so many whack rappers out here, I don't know where to aim at. I swear to God, ain't nobody touching me. The time you see me, it's gonna be the last thing you ever see. This is it now, you get shut down. Fishing ass got the whole game locked down. No Riega, big pun, holding it down. This is it now, you get shut down. Now, you get shut down. Fishing ass got the whole game locked down. No Riega, big pun, holding it down. This is it now, you get shut down.
Alright. This is your boy GQ. I'm holding down Angry Bastard Radio. I'm actually going to play two more tracks. I'm sending them out to someone special out there. She knows who she is. The Bordico from Brooklyn. I'm not going to blow her name up, so I'll use her alias, Nana. Nina and Nana, one of them. They all sound the same. But these are two songs going after her. You know, this is the woman that I'm talking to. And the woman I am interested in. So, ladies, if y'all are wondering if GQ is single, no, he's not single, he's talking to somebody. Yeah, I know, yeah, it's understandable, but, you know, I'm just too smooth to be, you know, messing with, you know, lames. I have to be with a smooth-ass, you know, honey. You know, she had the guts to call up, though, and actually, you know, say a couple of words on the radio before I did it, but I don't think she has the heart right now, so I'm just going to play the tracks, you know. But first of all, I'm going to send this one. Actually, both songs are going out to her. But let me see if I got the joints. All right, this is song number one. This is actually one of her favorite songs. This is Beyonce, Dangerously in Love. Keep it locked on AB Radio. I'm going to slow it down. Going out for all the relationships out there, all the people that are in love, and pretty much that's it.
Who's my sunlight?
I'm actually going to do a dedication, as a matter of fact. I'm going to do a GQ to Lulu. That shit is hot. A GQ to Lulu dedication. I'm not going to play every single song. I'm going to play bits and pieces of them because, you know, I got to get out of here because, you know, I do have work. So, here we go. That was Beyonce. And here we go with the dedication. Let's go.
Hey, here you go. I think this is what you were looking for. This is called I'm Not Over. Thanks for checking us out. And come to CarolinaLiar.com and see what else we've got going on these days.
What a waste of time. This all crossed my mind.
This perfume, the makeup on his shirt. I don't believe the stories. I know that they all lie.
Bad as you are, you stick around, yeah. And I just don't know why.
If you was my man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
You'll be coming home
back to you every night.
Do with me right. I'm the type of woman.
Deserve good things.
Fist full of diamonds.
Head full of rain.
Baby, I'm a star.
I just wanna show you you are.
I'ma let you love me. Let you kiss and hug me. Baby, you're the one I want and need.
How we doing, Angry Bastard Radio? The station that lets you speak your motherfucking mind. It's GQ to Lulu. You already know. Thing for sure, Puerto Ricans with big heads, big ass foreheads from Brooklyn. This
is brand new right here.
Cuddy.
Featuring a little Scrappy.
If a girl bad, then I might just pipe her. She quit my thirst, then I might just wipe her. And I don't take shots, I'll fill my cup up. Yeah, I don't usually drink and drive. So mama got scrappy on DUI. My old man looking like he gon' hurt me. Got the apple bottom, I clean it, got me thirsty.
Just another night with Patron up on the night shift. Looking for the right one, baby.
They got me thirsty. Because Blocks on Radio just hated on me.
I need for you to love.
Thank you for tuning in to tonight's show. Like I said, we'll see you tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Angry Bastard Radio, I'm your boy GQ. Thank you for listening. Tune in. God bless you and good night. How the fuck you get back outside? Black bitch. Talking about my cat. Keep it locked. Shout out to all the people I love. Shout out to everybody out there. And just one thing to let y'all know. Relationships are like the economy. If you have a good relationship or it's mediocre, I suggest you work your problems out. Because it'll be hard for you to get a good girl. Just like if you quit a good job now because you have problems with your boss or you don't like this person, you don't like that person, and you quit that job, it's a recession going on. It's going to be very hard to get a good, better job or a good job as equal to the job that you had when you fucking quit because of your minor complications. It's just like a relationship. If you find a good woman and you don't like her because her toenails are too long or she smells like, you know, provolone cheese, help her out with her situation because you get rid of her, it's going to be a long while before you get a good girl, better or equal to her. So I suggest you work with your problems. Stop running away from your shit. Learn from your mistakes. And keep a tight ass. I'm out of here. Pause my homo. See you tomorrow. Oh, shit. How the fuck do this shit?